The fucking magic of feng shui.
High mystery.
Okay, we're in my bedroom again, and that must mean.
It's time for High Mystery.
Straight from Rob's bedroom.
Other things could be happening in your bedroom.
Yes.
And they are in this moment, too. There are two people just fucking away on the bed.
Yeah, get it.
Lewis, open a pillow.
This is the podcast where we smoke a lot of weed and we talk about the mysteries in our universe.
Yeah.
My name is Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
That's it. So today we will be smoking one of my blunts. I have a honey pot swirl high hemp wrap, and it is packed with tangy.
I'd love to know what the hell a honey pot swirl is supposed to be.
Is that that's the wrap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, what? I mean, I know that's the flavor, but how does that translate into real life?
What's a honeypot swirl?
What is a honeypot swirl?
See, it's when the man is on the top and the lady is coming in from the side.
And then the finger goes there.
Yes.
And then just swirl it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we'll be smoking whatever flavor that results in.
Steak.
Steak.
Sex juice.
That'll be the next flavor, just straight up sex juice.
I only smoke them sex juice blunts. We actually do have an audience member with us today.
Yeah,
without further ado, light
that blunt.
Light that blunt.
Light
that blunt.
Yes, do it. Light it.
It's so satisfying, the sound of the lighter clicking.
That was originally the thought for our intro, was just to do... And
right,
then be
and
like,
then, like,
hey,
the
everyone.
Sound of like a nice fat inhale.
But then we realized we needed something, you know.
Sultry and seductive.
Yeah.
So you asked me to do it. Of course,
yes.
of course.
Needed a little more substance to it, you know. Needed some potatoes in the stew.
So I will also be doing the mystery today.
Yeah.
This is a very quick one, and it's also very recent.
We can judge of that. We can make a quick one real long.
This is the death of Henry McCabe.
Henry McCabe.
Henry McCabe.
Henry McCabe, you say?
I do not know of this Henry McCabe.
Henry McCabe.
Is he British?
Is he
no.
from Scotland?
He's not.
He does sound like someone you could rent a mule from, though.
For all of your mule renting needs,
yep.
Come to Henry McCabe.
I mean, if you're looking for that paper made out of donkey ass.
Oh, yeah.
You mean the donkey poo paper? That's actually a thing.
No, I mean like the one that the Satan book was
yeah.
written on.
Yeah,
the
donkey
skin.
Skin.
That's right.
Donkey
that's
skin
right.
butt.
Donkey skin papyrus.
A reference to our previous episode, one of Bobby's deals with the devil.
Mm.
Bobby's
deals
with
the devil.
The classic.
You know about it.
Yep. You won't be able to find it if you're searching Bobby's deals
with the devil. Such a shame. Such a missed opportunity.
That is until I go in a hashtag.
Right.
I was just about to say that. We need some tags.
Guerrilla marketing from Tristan's part.
Right?
So tell me about Henry McCabe.
Henry McCabe was a 32-year-old Liberian immigrant that worked for the Minnesota Department of Revenue. Though Henry lived with his wife and their two daughters in Minnesota, his wife and kids were in California at the time of his disappearance, as they were all planning to move to California later on in the year.
Huh. Sidebar. I tasted the honey in that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I didn't really think about tasting the swirl.
Right.
But no,
again, I need to retaste it.
Here, let me just really wet my lips before I go at this.
You know how every smoker loves that.
Oh, loves that.
Love getting a slobbery one.
On the evening of his disappearance, Henry went out to a nightclub with two of his friends, William Kennedy and Calvin Johnson.
Ooh, a Kennedy.
Wait, what? You probably said, but what year is this?
I did not say.
It's
I
not
think...
1845. These guys sound very 1845. Say those names again for me, Rob.
William Kennedy and Calvin Johnson.
Yes.
Where were you last night? I was with William Kennedy and Brandon Johnson. I can't remember their names already.
Of the Hancock Kennedys and Johnsons.
Yes, of course. Of northeasterly Ohio. You know the ones.
These guys are a bunch of plebeians.
You must have at least this much riches to know these names.
Yeah. So it's obviously not 1845.
No, I actually don't have the year on here, but I'm 90% positive. It's 2015.
Okay, so. It's recent.
Very recent.
Very
yeah.
recent.
These guys are named. Out of time is what you're saying.
Or travelers in time.
Mm. Always a possibility.
We're just trying to stretch this one out. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't you worry. We're going to go on all the tangents you need.
So the three of them left the nightclub when it closed at 2 a.m. Johnson left alone while Kennedy drove Henry home. Henry asked Kennedy to drop him off at a Super America gas station in town, even though it was a couple miles in the opposite direction of his home.
So, wait, he asked them to drop him off at the gas station?
Yeah.
No, don't worry about me, man. I'm gonna get a Slurpee. I'm gonna hang out in the fridge for a bit. Like, what?
Are you sure this is nowhere near your home? Yeah, chill, dude, bro. I got it.
Okay. And then supposedly, I guess he's going to just walk home because he's just asked to be dropped off, left there, even though it's a couple miles away.
Oh. I mean, he could get an Uber or something, right? If he wanted.
I mean, it's 2015.
Yeah.
He could.
Yeah,
maybe he's just trying not to be rude, too. He's like, I got to get some smokes. Gonna get some donuts for tomorrow, but you don't need to wait for me.
Yeah.
I'll just walk home.
Or
yeah.
Maybe there's a sweet-ass glory hole at that gas station. He's like, guys, I don't want to tell you I'm about to hit this glory hole, but at the same time, I'm gonna hit this glory hole.
It's cool. Just drop me off. Don't ask too many questions. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
That's immediately what I was thinking, that he had some kind of sexual rendezvous or something. Is he a married man?
Mm-hmm. He is. He's got a wife and two kids.
Oh, maybe he's meeting someone there.
Mm. Yes.
It's weird to me. Like, I would wait 5 minutes for everyone at this table to get their donuts and cigarettes
sure.
and still drive you home.
For sure.
Even if they were being like, no, it's fine, you can go. It's like,
just
no,
wait
I'll
there.
Wait. It's
yeah,
chill.
Like, seriously, how long could you possibly take picking out your milk duds, bro? Like, it's fine.
Real particular about my milk duds.
So, this is where things get a little fuzzy, and there are varying reports on what happened. At 2:28, Henry's wife received a call from Henry's cell phone. I've heard that it went to voicemail, and I've heard that she answered the call, but apparently Henry was screaming incoherently, claiming that he had been shot. Then the call ends.
Oh,
whoa.
She tries to call back, but Henry doesn't answer. She tries to call Henry's brother, but it went to voicemail. Apparently, a voicemail was left on Henry's brother's phone. The voicemail is 2 minutes and consists of sounds of walking, falling, growls, moans. Like
human growls? Animal growls? What kind of growls?
Just growls. Like somebody got hurt.
Like, kind of like, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Hurts, I'm crawling.
The kind of like, bullet in my stomach. You know. Grumbles. You might call them grumbles.
Yeah. A voice can be heard at the end of the message saying, stop it. Though it is undetermined if the voice was of Henry or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Though clips of the voicemail can be found online, an unedited version of the voicemail has not been released publicly. I tried to get an audio clip of the voicemail. The only ones you can find is basically, I guess, like ABC News or something was able to get the voicemail, and so you can only hear their report of it. So
right,
it's like
what they choose to release.
Exactly. And there's like somebody, like a news reporter talking, and then they'll have like a 5 second clip of it and then more of the news reporter talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get just the voicemail clip.
Mm-hmm.
But
gotta go to the dark web for that.
Right.
Probably like level 6, I'd say.
Are there levels to the dark web?
There are levels to the dark web.
It's like the rings of hell or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, the first level, like the easiest just under the surface is like 9 or something. It goes down. Mm-hmm. Like government.
Number 9.
Number 1 is
number 9.
The most secret. Mm-hmm. But like 9 is where like your passwords to your bank are, like you can, people can find that information.
Like
or
buy
like,
or exchange or.
Yeah, buy and exchange, and also the level of access of hacking it involves, you know, and then like, you know, your child porn is down at like 4 or something, but that's still not even as way down as it goes, like to get perspective. And also, you know, to bring up horrible things as often as I can.
Right.
As is my duty, I believe.
Yes.
To talk about the dark, as we were.
Our resident dark web expert.
So, because I can't give you the audio clip, I'll just...
Reenactment!
I'll do it. Basically, it is just a lot of, like...
Okay,
like,
so I'll be her. I'll pick up...
Well, now I'm thinking it was a Bigfoot. I mean,
it does kind of sound like a Bigfoot Chewbacca sex fight or some shit like that.
Bigfoot Chewbacca. Come
<It's>
in. This Friday night, don't be a pussy. Tune into Spike TV. We got Bigfoot. He's fighting the goddamn Yeti.
Bigfoot, Foot Baca Thunderdome.
Yeah.
1 foot, 1 baca go in. Only one of them come out.
We got a show. We're gonna make so much money.
Henry's cell phone was disconnected shortly after the call.
Whoa.
Police checked the footage at the Super America, but didn't show Henry or Kennedy.
Like, at all?
At all.
He dropped off or anything?
No.
Oh.
It turned out that Kennedy got the location wrong, and the footage from a Holiday gas station 2 miles further away from his home showed footage of Henry being dropped off.
Hmm.
Strangely, Kennedy had Henry's keys, even though Henry would have needed his keys in order to enter his house.
Hmm. Did the keys have the like his car keys on too? Like house keys, car keys?
All of his keys. He just took his key chain. And it's basically he did that because he didn't want
Henry to drive home like he's
exactly.
drunk. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes
like
sense. You take your keys. You take somebody's keys.
If he's getting dropped off like not where his car is,
right.
Why would he think,
hey, dude, don't take my keys. I need to get into my house later. Bye!
Right?
I guess if his wife's at home, he potentially could
nope.
have a way in.
His wife is in California with the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
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 They're hanging out on the beach smoking
yeah.
weed.
That's right.
Hey, if you're not smoking yet.
We finished a blunt.
Yeah.
I don't know where you guys are.
Well, you know, like your keys, like he could feasibly see that. If you get, like, left him with the car keys in your drunk state, you're like, fine, I'm gonna drive home. I'll just take an Uber back to my car, get my car, because it's going to be too annoying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Do it in the morning.
That could be, too.
And then your house, you could either have keys hidden there to get into your house, or, you know the secret way in or whatever.
It's true.
That isn't locked or
rock
it's
through
not
the window.
Rock through the window, as is classic. I just buy sugar windows.
Yes.
Even stranger, the other friend who went home, Calvin Johnson, had Henry's wallet. So...
Foul play, perhaps.
Don't know why he wanted to go to a gas station.
They were, like, on the way, driving him to the gas station, like, texting their friend, like, hey, I got a sweet kidney you can totally harvest tonight. That friend is wasted. He won't even miss that kidney.
Sinister.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
His liver is definitely in working order, so.
There's no reason why you should have your friend's wallet.
Well, Calvin...
Unless he left it at the bar and
you
were bringing
it
back to him.
Calvin claimed that he had his wallet because Henry was just heavily intoxicated and he didn't want him to drink anymore.
Oh.
So he took his wallet from him, and then I guess the other friend was going to drive him home but dropped him off at a gas station and bounced.
Was his body not found?
It was found.
It was found. And
yeah.
It had a bullet wound and stuff?
No. 2 months later, Henry's body would be discovered in Rush Lake, approximately 4 miles east of the Holiday gas station. Even though Henry claimed to have been shot, there was no gunshot wound or injuries to his body. No signs of foul play. The coroner ruled his death to be from drowning. Investigators did not rule out suicide due to the personal problems he was having based on a bounced rent check and a bad performance review at his job.
Maybe he said, I got caught and not shot. You know, like
it's
it was
a Laurel Yanny situation.
Exactly.
We've got on our hands here.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got caught!
Oh, you got shot. That's what I heard. I got got.
That could be I got. That could be many things.
Yeah.
What was the stuff at work? A bad performance?
Just
review?
A bad performance.
But isn't he's moving to California, so who cares about the job, right?
Yeah.
He's walking out of there going, fuck you. Give a fuck about this job.
Double middle finger.
I'm getting drunk tonight. I've never seen you guys again. Moving to California.
Maybe. Here's my wallet. Here's my keys. I'm out of here.
Maybe it was his boss. He's like, oh, you thought you could just shit on my desk and get away with it?
Welcome to the lake, bro.
A toxicology was done to the body, but the results were not made available to the public.
Dun, dun, dun. I always feel like it.
Why?
Yeah. Just release
the
information.
Details. You look so suspicious.
Seriously.
Like, you're, like, choosing, it's like, I don't know, it kind of feels like often at the same time as choosing not to testify on your behalf. Like, well, why? What are you, unless you're protecting someone else, I guess, but still, it's like. You're guilty. You're guilty of something because you don't want to get up there and lie and perjure yourself.
I just feel like the toxicology report is such like important evidence to tell the story that it needs to be released.
Exactly.
Well, there might be some substance in there that they don't want us to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it could go higher up than the coroner. It could be that we eat too much Hershey's bars and we lose our minds and drown ourselves in lakes and big Hershey's, big chocolates,
right.
Keeping it out of the news.
Hershey's is coming by like, not releasing that information.
Hershey's actually has some sort of like other cocaine in it that the government is putting in there to like keep us happy. And
it's super cocaine.
It's super cocaine.
So that's basically all the information on the death of Henry McCabe. There are no suspects in the case. The only thing that people might point to is that he was a Liberian immigrant, and I guess there was a lot of anti-Liberian sentiment in the areas of Minnesota, maybe. That's what I've heard. That's just only one possibility that somebody was getting this guy.
I feel like that's a possibility because there's some crazy people out there. Like, I was watching Gaycation with Ellen Page, and there was, like, a guy who just runs around throwing acid on people for being gay. Like,
yeah, for sure.
And then she was like, oh, I'm going to tell this guy right now who's known for murdering people who are gay that I'm gay because I have a film crew here and they ain't going to touch me.
Yeah. And where was he? Was in Minnesota?
No, this guy was in another.
Sure.
But
I'm just saying that, you know, there's crazy people out there who will harm you for stupid ass reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. We know the Chicago Tylenol murders.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was not even a reason that we know of given for that one.
Right.
Just
yeah.
To cause the
just
horrible
chaos.
Death and chaos.
There's mm-hmm. It's the real life Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I put everything in comic book terms.
So that people can understand.
Well, it just makes more sense to me that way.
So you can understand.
Yes. And if other people benefit, you know, good for them. And hopefully they found a way to have sex in their lives.
Colin, how do you feel right now, Colin? I don't know. Well, how would Wolverine feel right now?
Your inner Wolverine.
He's hungry.
Going on a rampage
for so many things.
Berserker!
Well, that's all the information I have on this mystery.
What about super cocaine? What information do you have on super cocaine?
It's newer, it's greater, it's undetectable.
Rob, you didn't research super cocaine?
Nope.
Oh, so I pointed up. He's the lazy son of a bitch.
I guess there are other possibilities.
Yeah.
Like maybe aliens. A UFO.
I mean,
yes!
I like that one because maybe in the toxicology report they found like some crazy radiation or something that like can only be possibly done through you know, space travel or something.
He's got
like
the
that.
Goo in him, Charles.
Exactly.
The space goo? You know the goo I'm talking about.
Is it viscous?
So viscous.
Oh!
I mean, anybody who drowns, I have to point out that it could be a bunyip,
yeah.
Which are the ones that, like, hug people to death underwater, you know? Like, they just hold them underwater.
Maybe
and eat them.
They could see
water
that.
But if he was eaten, then his body wouldn't have been there to be found.
Maybe he, the bunyip, well, we don't really know the
and
true
could
nature
just eat
of the bunyip. The
bunyip, okay.
The bunyip could be trying to eat them, but or it could just be, like, trying to have a friend
mm-hmm.
and... It's like
a Lenny situation.
Yes, a Lenny situation.
Gotcha.
Took the words out of my mouth. Thank you. Yeah, where he just like hugs him, and then afterwards he's like, "Oh man,
I killed my friend."
I thought it was
again.
Like me and could breathe underwater. Why didn't he put it in underwater terms?
Or he was just drunk and stumbled into the lake.
That's the most likely
possibility. The only thing is with that is that the lake is so far away from his home, you would think that if you're asking to be dropped off at a particular gas station, you would know your way home from that gas station. And
it's just a testament to how wasted he is.
Right.
Yeah, he might have just gone the wrong direction.
And I guess the lake is pretty well fenced off. Like, I think you have to go through a fence in order
it's
to
like,
there
who put
something.
This fence between me and my house?
Just marches into the, why is it so wet in this field?
Someone left the sprinklers on.
I just thought I'd say it could be, like, with the UFO thing. That could be, like, why he got shot. It could just be a stun ray or a phaser or some kind of, like you said, radiation that we don't see as being like physical evidence, like
mm-hmm.
a bullet wound, but still getting shot with some kind of ray gun or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He there was no like physical wounds, right? There
no.
were no like lacerations, bruising,
nothing.
Anything like that, broken, nothing.
No.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I guess they would know what it looks like when you drown, you know, how your body reacts to that.
Yes.
And so we do know that he drowned.
Okay. He died in the water.
He died
yes.
in the water.
You, I think, like, the obvious way is how they determine it. They see that your lungs are filled with water.
Yeah.
And I don't think your lungs fill with water unless you're breathing in when you go in the water.
But, yeah, so he could have, I guess, been knee-deep in water and passed out. Just, you know, blacked out and fell asleep in water, maybe. Or somebody could have held him under. I don't know if you can tell if you're being forced into drowning or if you're accidentally drowning.
I mean, maybe if you had contusions, like bruises on the back of your neck or something from somebody like holding you down.
Mm-hmm.
In Kentucky, we have this little tradition called cabrewing.
Oh. Wow, we found a way to stretch this episode just a little further.
Go on.
Or cooler boating. Cabrewing is when you just drink and go canoeing. But cooler boating is like if you don't have any money to rent a canoe, you just literally fill your cooler with beer and ice. You get in the river and then like just let the cooler like float you down the river and you drink as you go. And
oh my God.
In Kentucky, we have this outdoor on the river music venue. And so people would go cooler boating and float down and stay behind, it's called River Bend, and just listen to whatever concert while they drank their beer in water.
I like that. But something tells me that a lot of people are not responsible about taking the trash out with them.
I do not endorse this, and please don't do it because you. have a good chance of dying. I mean, yes, I'm concerned about the environment as well, Tristan, but I'm more concerned about the nature of...
I don't know. That's not so dangerous. We do, I mean, we do a similar thing. We do, in Wisconsin, tubing, and there'll be... There's something in the city my sister lives in called Farfignugan, I think, and you just get your inner tubes and you float down the river and people tie all their inner tubes together so that they're like giant islands, and then one inner tube is often designated as the cooler inner tube, or it just floats along with them too, like they get inflatable ones. So
people do
people
that in the Sacramento River too, or like from Chico down down a little bit.
That sounds more like a daytime activity. This is a float to the concert in the dark. You know, and then by the time the concert's over, you're in the Ohio River, you know, like after dark. There's boats and stuff.
Like, people die, you're saying.
I mean, I don't know anybody who died. I don't know that anyone has died doing it. But I'm just saying, be responsible and be safe, you know. It just it sounds like a bad thing.
You could die.
Happen.
It's
bring
awesome.
Your life,
I don't know, people. Have adventures. Live!
Have your adventure. Just be safe. That's
exactly.
All
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes an episode of the podcast recorded in my bedroom. I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Holly.
Peace!